Yes, changes. That's what we're all about. It's The Record from KUOW. I'm Marcy Silliman. And changes are coming to the Republican Party. Yesterday, House Majority Leader Eric Cantor lost his primary election. Today, he said he would step down from his post as House Majority Leader. Eric Cantor was the guy in the election with more money. He had more name recognition, more political experience. But a little-known economics professor, David Bratt, defeated Cantor against all odds, it seems. Bratt was backed by the Tea Party, but he has criticisms for both parties in Congress. His win has the Republicans reevaluating leadership. Randy Pepples, a local political consultant. Hi, Randy.
Good afternoon, Marcy. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks for being with me. So I'm assuming that this defeat will mean more than Eric Cantor leaving, a shakeup in the other Washington's Republican Party. What does it mean for Washington State specifically?
Well, I think the biggest impact it will have on Washington State specifically is how does it impact Representative Kathy McMorris Rodgers of Spokane. She is currently the fourth ranking Republican in the House of Representatives as the conference chair, and she tried to move up to the majority whip position now that the majority leader position is open and the majority whip is running for majority leader. So in the musical chairs that is going on, I think that will have the biggest impact on our state is what does she decide to do, stay in her current position or roll the dice and try to move up?
You have any idea what she might do? Anything? Any insights into her thinking?
Well, I think she has to look at what the risk and reward, if you will. The risk is that if she tries to run for majority whip or even majority leader, she almost certainly would have to give up her conference chair job, because once you decide to run, other people will jump into the race for your position. And so losing and going back doesn't work. I mean, the example that we have from this state is when Jennifer Dunn, the congresswoman from the 8th Congressional District in our state, ran for majority leader in 1998. She tried to jump up from vice chair of the conference and run for majority leader, lost in that race, and so she had to give up her leadership position. So that's the risk and reward. And so my own suspicion is that Congresswoman Rodgers will decide to stay where she's at. I mean, she's doing a good job at the conference, and as the person charged with crafting the messaging platforms for the party in Congress, that's a pretty big job and one that she may.
Whoops.
They will decide she's best suited for.
Randy, I know that Eric Cantor was one of the Republican forces who was maybe pushing immigration reform through Congress, or at least getting people to reconsider what it might mean. So what does his defeat mean for immigration reform?
Well, that's a little less clear, frankly. I mean, at the same time, he was losing his race, and he had been talking about immigration reform, and behind the scenes was trying to get other Republicans in the House caucus to talk about it. He was not visibly out front on any specific immigration bill. And when you consider that Lindsey Graham, Senator Graham, was one of the architects of the Senate bill that actually passed, and he won with 60% of the vote last night in his primary in South Carolina, it makes you wonder, was it really the immigration bill that was the biggest problem for Eric Cantor, or was it just the nature of his race? And so I think it certainly means that there won't be more discussion about a comprehensive immigration reform bill in the House of Representatives this year, because the anti-immigration forces, reform forces, will most certainly insist that was the reason why Representative Cantor lost, and that will cause enough concern for other members to just go, why should we try to take this on this year when it won't pass anyway? Let's stay away from it. So I think it's gone for this year, but whether that will have lasting impact after this year, I think remains to be seen. There's still more analysis that needs to be done on that.
Randy Pepple is a political consultant in Washington State, and this candidate who won, Professor Bratt, was backed by the Tea Party. How strong is the Tea Party in Washington State?
Well, I think in Washington State, the Tea Party is certainly a component of the Republican coalition, if you will. And there are a lot of different interest groups and grassroots groups that are that are part of that that coalition. But I would say that it's probably no more than 8 to 10% of the state. And if you look at statewide races where so-called Tea Party candidates have run, they've run in the single digits. And so I would put it somewhere in the single digits. But that means that they're stronger in some places than others. I mean, there are certainly state representatives in our state who call themselves Tea Party candidates, or at least attribute part of their electoral success to the Tea Party. And there are a couple in Eastern Washington, there's a couple in Northwest Washington, but they are not spread out all over the state, and they certainly don't have as large a foothold in central Puget Sound, if you will.
Randy Pepl, political consultant with Pepl Communications, thanks for speaking with me.
Thank you for the invitation, Marcy.